Tune to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Vahini Satsang. Today, by Bhagwan's grace, we have a very distinguished former student of Bhagwan's university who is going to share his thoughts on the chapter 11 of Prema Vahini. Bhagwan has sent to the studios today with Narayan sir, who needs no introduction to the Sai fraternity. Sir is someone who has been at the forefront of especially the Vedam initiative right from the time Bhagwan encouraged the students to learn and participate in Vedam chanting. And in 2004, when Bhagwan made it mandatory for Vedam chanting to happen during the darshan sessions, Vednarayan sir and the students of the hostel spearheaded this initiative, and today it has gained so much momentum. You have not only the students of Bhagwan's universities but also the students of all the Sai schools, and today of course you see how there is so much of interest and awareness about the efficacy of Vedam chanting even in schools, in normal schools in Europe and different countries in Russia. Of course, today we don't have the opportunity to dwell a lot on the Vedam, which sir probably knows so much, and someday we will have that. But today we will listen to his insights on this chapter 11, where Bhagwan talks about idol worship, where he talks about the efficacy of the pujas, the whole concept of seeing God in a stone. What is the significance of it? What is the experience one gets out of it? So let's listen first to what Bhagwan has written, and then we'll pray to Bhagwan to guide our thoughts.
ఎక్కువ మంది మూర్తి పూజపై దాడి వెడలుదురు. మూర్తి పూజ అనగా ఒక చిన్న వస్తువులో బ్రహ్మాండమును దర్శించు శక్తియే. ఇది ఊహ కాదు, అనుభవసిద్ధమే. విరాట్ స్వరూపంలో ఏమున్నదో అది అంతయు ఒక చిన్న స్వరూపమునందు కూడా ఉన్నది. కావ్యములలో ఉపమానములు, దృష్టాంతములు మొదలైన వానికున్న ఆధారాలే మూర్తి పూజకున్నవి. మానవునకు ఆనందం ఆకారంను చూసినంత కలుగుటలేదు. కొంత సన్నిహిత సంబంధం ఉండుట వల్లనే బిడ్డను చూసిన తక్షణం తల్లికి ఆనందం కలుగుతుంది. అటువంటి సంబంధం భగవంతునితో పెట్టుకున్నా ఎంత మనోహరముగా ఉండునో అనుభవించిననే కాని అర్థమగును.
Many people attack the concept of idol worship. Idol worship truly is the ability to see the infinite in a small image. This is not imagination. This is established by experience. What is there in the macrocosm is also there in the microcosm. Images serve the same purpose as similes and metaphors in poetry. Merely seeing the shapes of things does not fill man with joy. A mother delights in seeing the child because of the close relationship that exists between them. Similarly, only when one develops such a relationship with the divine can one realize how enchanting this can be.
So Bhagwan here is saying it can be very enchanting to have a relationship with the divine through the symbolism of the idol or a picture. Your experiences, sir.
సాయిరామ్ కృష్టి, హ
how beautifully Bhagavan was there to explain to us how through the medium of a single object we can recognize the infinite power, the universal power that is pervading everywhere. Bhagavan quite often used to say, Manageva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Mind is very, very responsible either for our bondage or for our liberation. So mind as such is not a bad thing at all. How we make use of the mind,
yes,
there lies our greatness. In the Sanatana Dharma, the sages has given a beautiful means by which we can recognize that infinite power through the form of idol worship. This is present in our Sanatana Dharma from time immemorial. The saint of Dakshineshwar, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa,
yes,
he saw the idol of Mother Kali, but for ordinary mortal like us, it may look like a mere idol. For him, it was the very mother whom he used to speak every day.
Correct.
And he used to have that one-to-one relation with them. When our mind is focused on one particular object, and when we start developing that relation, God also in that form start reflecting back to us in the same wavelength. So this is the beautiful relation what I am going to narrate here. It is said that na paashane vidyate devah, sorry, na kaashte vidyate devah, na paashane na mrinmaye bhavehi vidyate devah tasmat bhavohi karanam. You cannot find God in a stone, nor can you find God in clay, nor in wood. Bhavehi vidyate devah. When you have the true feeling, then you can see God in the object. Tasmat bhavohi karanam. So it is our true feeling. It is the main bhava which brings manifest divinity in the objects. Mirabhai, as a young girl, when after seeing a marriage which was going in front of her house, she asked her mother, Mother, what is this? So the mother explained to her that it is a marriage. So the next question what she asked was, what is a marriage? Then mother explained that whenever people grow up, a man has to get married with a girl. The next question she asked was, where is my husband? Mother did not know what to say, so she takes Lord Krishna's image and hands over to Mirabhai. She truly believed that that is her husband. And all her childish pranks turned into seriousness, and with all the feeling of a Rajput princess towards her husband, she used to feed Lord Krishna's idol. She used to sing lullaby for Lord Krishna. She used to dance for Lord Krishna. Ultimately, Lord Krishna gave darshan in that very same idol. So, it is the true feeling with which we approach, God also responds in the same way. I am reminded of a beautiful incident which happened during the visit of Sringeri Sharada Peetham. You will be all heard about the mother goddess who is residing there in Sringeri. When this devotee entered the temple, of course the puja was on. The devotees could not see the idol of mother goddess there. Instead, the devotees saw mother herself sitting there, smiling and laughing at him. Initially, the devotees could not believe that it was actually happening, or being the first visit, he thought that probably this is the way in which goddess is present here. It is no idol. Actually, goddess is actually sitting there. Then the goddess started speaking to him. The goddess asked, "Why are you looking at me like that? Mother, are you really there? Are you speaking to me?" Mother smiled and said, "Why you are still doubting? Are you..." That means all these devotees, they don't have any reaction. Why? Then mother said, "All these devotees, they don't believe that I am here." You have the feeling in you, that pure feeling in you that I am here. So that is why I am granting you this vision. "Oh, so this is a vision?" Mother said, "Yes." Then something fantastic she said. "Even the priest who is worshipping me, he does not believe that I am very much here. Look what he is doing. He has brought the naivedya, he has kept the naivedya in front of me, and without even offering the formal naivedya, he has already started taking arati." At this juncture, exactly what the mother was describing was happening. The pujari had forgotten to offer the naivedya, and he has already started the mangalarati. Mother said, "Even this pujari doesn't believe that I am really here. If only he would have believed that I am here, he would have not done that." Then the devotee asked, "But mother, but what is there? Whatever naivedya we are offering, are you seriously eating it? You are not eating it. It is only a mantra which we are showing, and you are not eating it. What does it matter if you directly go for the arati?" You know what mother replied? That was shocked. Mother said, "Yes. I partake every morsel of it." Then mother said, see, she explained so beautifully. She said, "Anything in this universe have got three things: the gross, subtle, and the causal. Sthula, sukshma, and the karana. Anything, any object in this world has got these three aspects. So when you are offering the naivedyam, the sthula aspect of the naivedyam remains there in the form of the pudding or whatever fruit or whatever you are offering. The subtle and the causal aspect of the naivedya is absorbed by me. And whatever is left over there, it is only the gross form which doesn't have any effects at all, which you take it as prasada. That is the leftover, what I have accepted, you take it as prasada." This is the first time it was really shocked with such an explanation, Because never had anybody, because we all do Naivedya, we always go and keep things in front of Swami. Once on one of the interviews, Swami was joking. Whatever you are offering to God, if God really start eating, from next day, no one will offer anything to God.
Oh my God.
You are so sure that God will not eat, and rest of the thing you can really partake and enjoy. That is why you do offer the prasada to God or the naivedyam to God. So with that, so Swami, but I was analyzing what Mother said. And suddenly this thought came to me. See, when we offer Naivedya, what are the mantras we make use of while offering the Naivedya? We make use of Pranaya Swaha, Apanaya Swaha, Vyanaya Swaha, Udanaya Swaha, and Samanaya Swaha. These are called Pancha Pranas, which are called the subtle breaths. The prana which we take in, which has got the five different subtle aspect of the prana. So when, why I was just thinking why we are using these mantras. These are the mantras because the subtle aspect of the Naivedya is accepted by me when Mother said. How beautifully it is correlated. We are using the subtle prana mantras to offer Naivedyam to Goddess. See how our sages,
yes,
they have foreseen all these things. That is why they have given those mantras to us. So how beautifully these are interconnected. So whatever we are doing in the form, when we feel that, see the mantra, the nama and the rupa, it is always go hand in hand. Whether you believe it or not, the moment we utter God's name, God is verily present next to us. When we say Sai Ram, the moment, though our physical eye may not be able to see, Sai Ram is there next to you holding your hands. Whether you have faith in God, but this is scientifically it happens. He is next to you the very moment. You can speak to him. He is there to save anything you want. He is there ready to serve you. But do we have that conviction? That conviction comes from the experience. But experience and conviction goes hand in hand. Many times we have asked Swami, Swami, give us that experience. We will believe. Swami says, no. First believe, you will get experience.
Yes.
Like Swami beautifully says, it is like asking, Swami, teach me swimming, after that yes. I'll get into the water. Which is something very, very impossible.
Yes.
Swami says, first get into the water, yes. I will teach you swimming. So, it is very, very essential that we have the faith. When you have the faith, naturally, the experience also follow soon.
Amazing, sir. this experience about mother speaking, this was with Sringeri.
In Sringeri, Sharada Peedam.
Oh.
I am also reminded of another beautiful incident when I visited Shirdi and Pune. So the devotees somehow came to know there that I am visiting Shirdi, and so they all requested in the Pune that we wanted to have a satsang there. And they had arranged that day morning. So after visiting Hatshi, the whole program was arranged in a temple hall. The temple again of Mother Goddess. I don't know why Mother Goddess always have the Swami, his love and Mother Goddess, it's always go together. So in this hall, they had arranged the program. When we were returning from Hatshi, naturally because of the traffic, the morning traffic, we got little delayed. So, we have reached the spot 5 minutes already late for the program. So, did not have the chance of having the darshan of Mother Goddess. So, straight away, I had to rush into the hall where devotees were already waiting. So, we had that day long session program. After the speech was over, there was a question answer session also. So, it was quite delayed. In the meanwhile, some other devotee came and told, sir, before you go to the airport, because our flight was around 4 o'clock in the evening, everything was getting cramped up. He said, we have to visit a Ganesha, which is very, very famous in Pune. You should see that Lord, and before that, then only you should go. I said, fine. He has arranged a car also for that. So after finishing the program, I came out. He was saying, sir, our time is, because we have got a long drive, sir, we have to go immediately. When I was about to get into the car, it occurred to me that I had come to a temple. The hall is attached to the temple. I finished the program in the hall. And without even having the darshan of the mother, I am going back. How does it look? You come to somebody's house, and when that somebody, the owner of the house is there, you don't even say, you don't even pay their real respect. How can you go away? So I told, give me 2 minutes. He says, sir, there's absolutely no time. We are already delayed. We have to move. I said, I am not going, because where the car is parked, from there, the Sanctum Sanctorum is quite far.
Okay.
So he says, I am not going to, till that entry, I am not going to go. I will just from far, because from far also you can see the idol of mother. At least let me just have a look at her. Because I don't want to miss this chance.
Yes.
Having come to this temple to see the beautiful form of the Lord, I don't want to leave, I said. He said, okay, sir. So from far, I quietly went to the place where I can have a clear view of mother. Unfortunately, as my bad luck would have it, there is one fat person who was standing exactly in front of the idol, blocking the whole view.
Oh my God.
Of course, whoever it can be, whatever, he may stand for 1 minute or 2 minutes. Usually people move away.
Mm-hmm.
But this man is determined, like Lord Nandi in front of Lord Shiva. He will not even budge an inch. Literally, I didn't know what to do. I, like a child, I started crying. Mother, I just want, because maybe it is my ego that I'm not coming towards you to have your darshan. Because this man is pretty well sitting on my neck saying that it is already late and you have to get into the car. I have promised him I just want your darshan once, mother. And this gentleman, whoever is your great devotee who is standing in front of you, he is not budging even a second. What a fate of mine. I literally cried. The next moment, you will not believe what I am going to say. I could see suddenly mother's neck moving to a side.
Ooh.
Wow.
The devotee was there exactly. From the side, I could see mother really looking at me. And this is how can we ever say in each and every temple what we see is the idol? It is that divine power, nothing less than the all-pervasive divine power, which exists in each and every place. See, when something like this happens to you, you know that the God is truly present in each and everything. It can be a photograph, it can anything. So, Swami actually beautifully, as I said in this Prema Vahini, that it is the absolute power which has been compressed in a capsule form where you see the deity in each and every object. We have been seeing miracles after miracles, whether it is Pandharpur or whether it is Guruvayur, where people throng because the Lord literally, He is there each and every moment of our life. Why we should go that far? Bhagavan Himself, every moment of our life, He is there to guide us and guard us. Even today, like any other day, any time I want anything from Swami, any problem I am facing, even today, I write a letter to Swami, faithfully, and go and give it in the Mahasamadhi of Bhagavan. And rest assured, Swami answers me immediately. Immediately. There is absolutely. So, Bhagavan is there, even the minutest form, Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. But when you first have the faith, and you will have the amazing experiences of Bhagavan.
Wow. Phenomenal, sir. So clearly Bhagavan is saying this is not imagination and it can be established only by experience.
Experience, actually.
And no science, no logic, no rational thinking can ever prove it to you. You have to first believe in it and then you will see, as I say, faith is to believe in the things that you cannot see, and the result of faith is to see the things that you believe.
But interestingly, Prishti, I am also a rationalist, to be honest with you. I don't believe in things as easily as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because any being in the field of the mantras, these mantras also, I start experimenting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that experiment really fructifies,
mm-hmm.
then only I believe in them. Oh. Otherwise, I will not. But oh. once I get an experience out of that, never again I doubt that.
You don't question the doubt.
But the thing is, even to my request to all the devotees are, don't believe in any of the word what I am saying. I want each one of you to take it in our life. For so many unwanted things in life, we take a challenge and we do so many things, we waste our time. Why not take a challenge with God?
Yes.
Or take a namasmarana, an experiment for yourself. That is the experience which you can cherish for your life.
Correct.
You can cherish for your life.
Yes, sir. Please, if you can share one of those experiments, and I'm sure, I mean, Dasara is around the corner and you were always, again, so much involved with the Dasara Yagnam and the Vedam chanting. I don't know if you have any experience related to the Dasara celebrations, but any experience where you've experimented with the mantras is welcome.
See, one thing, anyway, you raised a beautiful thing. Okay, telling this, I'll come to the other points. See, during Dasara, the 9-day celebration, worship of Mother Goddess, these are the periods when generally devotees do the Parayanam, Chandi Parayanam, or it is also called Devi Mahatmya Parayanam.
Yes.
So it was way back in 82, 83, around the same time, somehow a desire came because those were the days we used to find ways and means by which we have only one object. Objective, staying in Prashanthi Nilayam, that somehow we want to catch the attention of Swami, somehow we want to go move closer to Swami, nothing yes. more than that.
Only one object of desire.
Only. So, during that period of time, we had a desire that why not I do the Devi Mahatmya Parayanam, because that is something which pleases Mother Goddess.
Hmm.
So, don't know anything much about Devi Mahatmya Parayanam, so what to do? See, whenever I used to have some kind of desire like this, I used to share with my friend. Swami used to say, no, sometimes friendship is good. Sometimes the type of friendship what you choose is yes. very, very important.
Yes.
So one of my close friends, we used to be always together for everything.
Okay.
So I shared, somehow this desire is there to do Devi Mahatmya. He said, I will also join.
Oh, okay.
But how to do, we don't know. But we knew one person those days who used to do Devi Mahatmya Parayanam during the 7 days of Sharat Navaratra, Navaratri time, was the revered Padmanabha Shastri Garu, who used to be the Mandir priest those days.
Mm-hmm.
So, we both approached him and asked, sir, we have very much desire of you doing this Devi Mahatmya Parayanam. He said, it's a very good.
Mm-hmm.
But immediately we added that, sir, but we don't know anything, how to do it. Because I know this much that every day you have certain number of chapters which you are supposed to read and all those things.
Yes.
He said, that is not a problem. I'll give you the methodology, everything. And what to do. But here, during the Navaratri time, it is Swami's instruction that It is not the chapter wise of reading of Devi Mahatma Parayanam. The entire book has to be done. Every day, the entire 13 chapters of the Devi Mahatmyam has to be read, he said.
Oh.
I said, fine. And he told before that the Navanga Puja and all has to be done in the instant. Then, but toward the end, he added something which put us down. He said, usually the Bija Mantras, somebody has to initiate you into this, otherwise you cannot do it.
Oh.
Of course, he was a very traditional man. Whatever he has learned, only he told us. Oh my God, where do we get initiation from? Then we told him, sir, you have been doing for years. Why don't you initiate us? Hmm. He said, me? No, I am not authorized to die. I cannot do that, he said. Sir, please understand our situation. We really wanted to do the Devi Mahatmya Parayanam. Otherwise, where else we will go? Whom else we can ask for this Diksha? He says, go and ask Swami to initiate you. My God.
Amazing.
That was beyond our imagination. Because we take Swami as our Samambhavanam is the ultimate. And of course, we did not... Of course, he is our guru, but not a guru who will preach a mantra into our ears. We didn't know to take him to that level. So we didn't know. We almost gave up. So what we did was, we wrote the Bija Mantra. We knew that and kept it inside the book. And without any, we were having the book in our hands and we went and sat in the mandir. And we didn't have any further thought. It was afternoon darshan time. Swami opened the interview door. He came straight to us.
Oh.
And he did not look at our face. He is looking at the book which is kept down.
Wow.
And the Divine Mother, he stretched his hand and so I gave the book to him. He opened the book, first page of the book. And he read Devi Mahatmyam. From inside the book, he took out the Bija Mantra, which I have written in a piece of paper. He read that. The next thing he asked, are you planning to do Devi Mahatmya Parayanam? Swami asked.
Wow.
Swami, we wanted to do. Very happy, do it, he said. He blessed and gave the book to me. Also, he took my friend's book, he blessed and gave it. The beautiful... What more we want? More than initiation it is.
The result is already, you already got the result.
Got it. So, but again it was challenging because you know our timings in Prashanthi Nilayam because that the Navangam if you are doing for the first time, the words are so difficult to even pronounce and it takes time.
Takes long.
It takes minimum four and a half hours to 5 hours.
Yes.
So, and... Of course, nobody has told us that in between we should not get up or we should not take any food. These are all the discipline, self-discipline we imposed on ourselves. So I wanted to do in one shot, sitting in one place, without any disturbance, without talking to anybody. Just that communion with that Lord, whatever the 4 or 5 hours. So how to get a time like that when Swami is there? Because our duty is fixed.
Yes.
By 5, 5:15, we have to run for Vedam. After 5, Swami comes around 7, 7:30 for darshan. By that time, we have to be there. Then immediately he goes to Purnadandra Auditorium. We have to rush there. When can get... By the time Swami takes Arati and go, it will be like 9:30, 10.
Hmm.
After that, if you start, you can imagine, we won't have even drop of water till 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is too much for us. So what to do? So the only available time for us was the night. So... Every day, you won't believe, around 1 o'clock at night, you used to get up.
Oh my God.
Go finish our bath and used to do our... And somehow we used to manage to finish just before a Vedam and just to rush for Vedam.
So night 1 to 5.
Yes. So this is how we managed all the 8 days. The 9th day, there was a... The Purnahuti day, there was a relief because Swami... announced that the Purnahuti will be at 10 o'clock in the morning. And there was also, till then, because on the Vijayadashmi day, there is no regular darshan. In fact, those were the beautiful days. so much rush of devotees. In order to get into the Purnachandra auditorium itself was a saga. Devotees used to queue from 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock outside the Purnachandra auditorium. Long queues just to get inside and to get the glimpse of the Lord, the Veda Purusha, on the just in front of that the fire. So devotees used to go and people used to rush. I still remember when they opened the shutter, the way in which devotees rush inside. So, with all the, but that day, I thought I will do the final Parayanam after the
Purnahuti.
Morning Vedam. So, after the morning Vedam is there, I immediately went and sat. Those who can picturize themselves, from the East Prashanti, there is an extension of East Prashanti, where even today the Vrindavan boys, when they come from Vrindavan, they come and stay there. There are three floors are there. And of course, today you can see a parapet wall in front of the doors. Those were the days there was only that, there was an iron railing.
Yes.
So, in that veranda, if we can sit, we could see without any obstruction, Swami's Mandir, Prashanti Mandir. Yes.
The first floor of Swami's Mandir.
The first floor of the Mandir can be easily visible. So I sat there and I was doing the Parayanam and completed the Parayanam. And I was doing the Aparadha Kshama Stotra. And it was so moving, because especially when it comes to the Aparadha Kshama Stotra, when you say, Mother, knowingly or unknowingly, I really wanted to do the puja, but I don't know the puja. So, whatever I have done, I am offering to you, Mother. So, please accept this. I don't know what is right or wrong. With all the feeling when I said, and I did namaskar, and then I raised my head, what did I see? Bhagavan is standing in the balcony. Just wow. He has come out of the door.
My
he God. Has been watching from there.
Wow.
What more a person want in life? Because that was very crucial for me to see Swami at that moment when I had done the final offering. He's just standing and no other devotee has seen Swami. That is the beauty of it. Because Swami has not come forward in the balcony. He's just standing and watching from there. Uh-huh. So I did namaskar and I didn't know what to do. I was just like, no, I was kneeling down and sitting wherever I was in the balcony. From there, Swami signed me to come.
Oh.
Wow.
If probably would have Hanuman, he would have jumped from the second floor to first floor straight away. But I ran the flight of steps and started running towards the Mandir. Swami waited till I reached Mandir.
Hmm.
And from the balcony, now he has come forward. Then he called me and said, tell the Vedam boys to be ready by 9 o'clock. See, this is the message which he has already sent the previous day. He need not even tell me that he has already. But at that particular moment, Swami's darshan,
yes,
his darshanam and sambhashanam was something unique that Swami wanted to say that, I know what you are doing.
Yes.
I know I have accepted. Yes. So it is not that your panditya, your scholarship or it is not that Lord looks at you. He sees to your bhava with which what you do. When you say that, Swami, I really don't know what I am doing, but still I wanted to do. Like a mother, a little child will be only saying in the beginning stage, he or she will be just started making some sounds.
Yes.
He may just say, Ma, and he says, see, my son or child is already uttering Mama. See, that is the pride with which mother encouraged the children. Hmm. So also the Sai mother. We children, we don't know what is right or what is wrong. But when we do it, how Bhagavan immediately responds. Again, there are so many experiences connected to Devi Mahatmyam. One day, say, myself and the other boy, those were the days, without Swami's permission, we can't even go to Kottacheru from here. Because anything we had to take Swami's permission.
Yes.
Those were the summer time, Swami has already left for Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to know that Swami is going to inaugurate the Trayi Vrindavan.
Okay.
1986.
Oh God. This is, imagine Swami is another resident, Swami is going to, like Prashanthi Nilayam, and yes. for Swami is going to inaugurate that. How wonderful it be. What an occasion it is. If we could also be there. But where is the chance? We are not asked Swami's permission. Because without Swami's permission, we can't go to Vrindavan at all. What we'll do? So we were desperate that we wanted to go. But who will go and ask on our behalf? Then Swami always says that, me and my devotees, I don't require any medium or intermediaries to go and tell people that. Okay, my relation with my devotees are heart to heart. You call me from your heart and I am there to answer you. So, we thought there is absolutely no way we can communicate to Swami. But yes, the communication, the strongest communication, most more powerful than your mobile will be from your heart. So we decided, the same boy, we all decided that we'll do Devi Mahatmya Parayanam with the sankalpam that Swami should call us to Vrindavan for Tray Vrindavan opening.
Oh,
oh, this is not Dashara time.
No, not Dashara time. This is even for, why I am saying is, even for so many material benefits, the how the prayers helps you.
So, how many days away was the inauguration?
It was just, I think, 2 days before.
Okay.
Were desperate. We really wanted to go.
But Devi Mahatmyam will take you 1 week to do, no sir?
No.
Okay.
That is why, you know, you can do the whole thing in 1 day also.
Oh.
But it takes 4 to 5 hours. It is a real tapas.
Ah, I know. It's quite a demanding thing. Yes. So the whole Mahatmyam we do in 1 day.
1 day.
Okay.
So we had only, because we are desperate, we somehow wanted to go for that inauguration of Tri Vrindavan opening. So that day we did our Devi Mahatmya Parayanam with the Sankalpan that Swami, please call us. Please call us for the Tri Vrindavan opening. Around evening after bhajan, somebody came from the office, from Mr. Kudumbarao's office, that Mr. Kudumbarao Garu is calling you. So when we went, I said, Swami has sent a message that you both have to go to Vrindavan for the Tri Vrindavan opening. It is like a, you fire a bullet from the gun and it finds its mark at the same place. Even for a bullet shot, it may take some time. But when you pray and how God answers, it is something spontaneous. And the next day when we reached there, first thing Swami came in. Ochara, Swami asked, oh, you both have come. So this is how Swami responds to all our prayers. All our prayers. It can be, like I have done this experiment with Gayatri Mantrams also. So many things. That is why, you know, I am more of a rational person. I won't take anything at face value. I have to experience for myself. Then only I am convinced. And once I am convinced, I will never leave that mantra again. Nor I will question the efficacy of the mantra again.
Wow. Amazing. In fact, you have in all the mantrams, you have this Phalastuti, isn't it? You chant it in the morning and, you know, your all the sin that you've committed in the previous night would be absolved. You chant it in the evening and the sins during the day would be nullified. I mean, so if you really do it with that feeling, then the mantram can actually every day purify you completely, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every second of our life, every second of our life, see, this birth has resulted out of our previous karmas.
Yes.
So, how we can sanctify this life? Every moment of, see, according to our karma, I may have to undergo some bad period now. But due to chanting of Lord's name, it gives you a shield and protect you from so many amazing or calamities and so many bad things which can happen to you. I can, that is why I confidently, Swami has said, if you chant Gayatri Mantra, even while driving or walking on the road, you will never get into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Never get into an accident. So, that is why all the time when we have a chance, any mantras which is dear most to your heart, when you start doing, it becomes such a protective layers for you. Like, for example, there are also mantra punascharana, they say.
Mm-hmm.
The mantra punascharana is something that the number of letters that are involved in the mantra, that many crores of times if you chant the mantra, you will have the darshan of the deity.
Oh.
Wow. That is why Tyagaraja, the Trayodashakshari mantra, Sri Rama, Jai Rama, Jai Jai Rama, he used to, that is his favorite mantra, he used to chant all the time. So, somehow he also came to know if you do the punascharana of this mantra, he will have the vision of Lord Rama. So, Tyagaraja, he used to sit and he finished the 13 crores of time.
Wow.
The chanting of this. And the final day has come. So, the next day he is going to complete this mantra. So, he tells his wife, tomorrow a very, very important guest is going to come to our house. And you have to prepare the best possible food.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is available you had to prepare for. But Tyagaraja was so poor, he didn't have anything in his house. Still, his wife managed to prepare something. And early morning, he has already had his bath. He is waiting for the Lord. And morning, already sun has come up. Lord has not come. He has not had his breakfast. He has not had any, even drop of water he has not had. And it has already become noontime. Still, there was no sign of the Lord. Still, the devotee did not give up his faith that Lord will come. It was becoming evening time. There was absolutely no sign of the Lord. It has already become dusk. Still, there was no sign of the Lord. Suddenly he saw there was a knock on the door. And what did he see? Both Rama, Sita, Lakshmana and Hanuman was there. In front of the door of Tyagaraja. That is why when he burst into the song that Nanupa Limpu Nadachiyochi Diva Rama. And Lord Rama gives him darshan then and there itself. So, even today if you go to this Thiruvayur, there the original Vigraha worshipped by Tyagaraja, even today it is there. They have kept in there, the traditional house it is. So just imagine, for us, even when I went to Calcutta, Dakshineshwar, I could see the idol only. But for Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, it was Mother Goddess who used to speak.
Yes.
So, when we have the true feeling, why Bhagavan manifest himself vibhuti and so many sweets out of his photograph. When you have the true feeling that Swami is there with you, he start manifesting all these things. This is nothing for him. So what is actually required is the true feeling with which that Bhagavan is always with us every moment of our life, every second of our life. Our every step becomes a pradakshina. Our every word what we utter becomes a mantra.
Wow. Amazing, sir. Sir, I know you have had so many more experiences of this nature where you have experimented with the mantras, especially with the Gayatri Mantra, as you mentioned. I know there are many stories which you have to share sometime. Can I also ask you, for so many decades you have been dealing with the students and inspiring generations of students to take to Vedam chanting and to believe in the mantras. Has anyone done this experiment? Has any student tried out seeing the efficacy of any of the mantras? Anything has come to your notice?
Yes. In fact, many of my students, whomever, because when you live with God, it is never a bed of roses. The life will be set with challenges. If outside world people, devotees face some challenges, those who live with God, they have different, bigger challenges. Because with Swami, whoever it may be a 5-year-old child, it may be a 100-year-old elderly man, a jnani. With Swami, whoever it is, Swami wants nothing but the purity of the heart. So in order to achieve that purity, Bhagavan do gives lot of tests. And I have seen many of the students during student days, they also undergo, when physically Swami was there, they used to undergo lot of tests. And I said, Swami, they are small children. But God knows what is he doing. He knows very well what he's doing. So sometimes these children used to come and cry with me. Then my only solution for them is, if you want to catch God, catch hold of his name. Once you catch his name, the form of the Lord, you can subdue him.
Wow.
But that requires, because nobody wanted to be dictated by anybody else. Never the Lord of the universe. But that is why he tried to escape from his devotee. Because devotees can do that. Once he becomes subservient to devotees, he has to play to the tunes of whatever the devotees say. So he tried to put lot of obstacles in the way and see that somehow, in fact, he will give you everything else except himself. He'll make sure that you have all the comforts, you have this, that, everything under the sky, except himself. He'll try to escape. Like the mother. He's a true mother. When the baby cries, mother will come running. And immediately she'll put some toys, she'll put the... And the children invariably look at the toys and start playing with that. And forget the mother will coldly escape. The Sai mother, the mother feeling of Sai also same thing. When we are really crying for him, he'll come and he will give you this and that and that. But a clever child should be throwing away all the toys till mother comes and takes him to her bosom. The child should not never leave that. So many of the children used to face this. And I used to, whatever I know is only the Namasmarana. And they started practicing. And many children used to, sir, what you said really worked for me. Not only in this, I used to always tell the children that, because Namasmarana in this Kali age, Namasmarana is the only way in which you can achieve what you want to achieve in your life. Whatever I am today, it is not, I don't have cleverness like most of the people have. I don't have intelligence. I'm honest to the core that, see, I can't remember things. These are all my shortcomings.
You can't remember things, but you remember so many mantras.
That is what exactly. But only through Namasmarana, whatever I have today, it is only through Namasmarana. Only thing I can remember in my life is his name. And all, that is why in my studies also, from the school days, I was very, very poor students. But whatever in position Bhagavan has picked me up and kept me today, it is his love, his grace, his mercy, not that I deserve it. It is through Namasmarana alone. So I used to tell the boys also these experiences and encourage. And many of them, I am so happy to say that, even they have taken to the Devi Mahatma Parayana from the school day, they have taken. See, when they take it up, they say, 5 hours sitting, forget it. Only this year I am going to do. I will never do that again. And I will find the same fellow before everybody else next year. This has been happening, and many of the boys, they have made it their part and parcel of their life. Because this is like, you get addicted to it. That is the word for it.
Yeah.
So also, anything, any namam, when we keep chanting, in due course of time, we become one with it. And you start truly enjoying that. And even if you would have forgotten to chant, subconsciously, it goes on and on in your life. And I can assure you, your life is sanctified for having taken the human birth, your life is sanctified.
Wow. Phenomenal. In fact, even today you see so many boys taking up the chanting of Devi Mahatmyam during the Dasara celebrations. I mean, you used to think whether it will continue, whether there will be so much enthusiasm now in the physical absence of Bhagwan, but you have so many boys who get up early in the morning, 2-2:30, and they're there in the Poonachandra auditorium till 4:30. They do the Devi Mahatmyam.
Yes, yes,
yes. And even school students, isn't it?
School students
and the college students. Wow. I think that's what Bhagwan is saying here, that, you know, it is established by experience. And I think, as you are saying, once that experience comes, and after that, everyone gets addicted to it. Wonderful, sir. I know there are so many more stories, and we pray to Bhagwan that we will have more opportunities to hear from you, especially the stories of your experiment with the Gayatri Mantra, and in detail these anecdotes that students have experienced, because I think that will really inspire the younger generation now to take up this. Just like you take up as a challenge to clear a particular entrance test to get into engineering or whatever, I think this is another.
In fact, we do all those things for worldly things.
Yes.
But nobody wants to experiment with our divinity.
Yes.
In fact, the results are more convincing, and yes, you get concrete evidences.
Yes.
The worldly things you may not get.
Yeah.
But with divinity, you will never fail.
Yes.
That is the beauty of it.
Yes. And once you have this, like, you have such a within your grasp, you have such a fantastic power. I mean, you can always bank on, I think. It's really phenomenal. I also remember in my student days, I used to do these, you know, if you have to get Bhagwan's attention, you know, I think every student used to do that, some sadhana or the other, you know, that is the only you can melt Bhagwan's heart.
See, he gives the only thing is, no, that childlike innocence. Swami, I don't know anything. Why, recently, on the Vinayaka Chaturthi day, I did, shared that picture with Sai Prakash.
Mm-hmm.
I was... Not that, I'm just learning, I'm still learning, I wanted, but the desire is there to learn. I was trying to do the Ganapati Homam.
Mm-hmm.
Ganapati Homam, because that the burning desire is there to do. So the final offering of Purnahuti, I was offering to the fire, and somebody took a picture. And you can clearly see Lord Ganesha in the fire.
In the fire, yes.
I forwarded to you also, I think.
Wow.
So, the thing is, he's there.
Yes.
So when you say that, no, we actually, these are the experiences, no, which convince you that, yes, I am here to take. Why do you think that? Why do you worry? Just call me. Before you call it, sir, I will manifest myself before you. Swami says, knock, it shall be open. We don't even want to knock. That's the whole problem. Swami says, take one step. I am ready to take 100 towards you.
Yes.
We don't want to take even one step. We say, Swami, you come 99 steps. I'll stay wherever I am.
No, I think, but the devotees definitely, you definitely see so many devotees now who so eager to experience Swami, eager to take these teachings into their life. And I think that is happening because, you know, they are having their experiences, and it's really fantastic. So, dear listeners, please, do share your experiments with us, whatever endeavors that you have taken to go closer to Bhagwan, to experience Him. And how has that experience been? How has that journey been? Because as we share, you know, we encourage each other. As we throw some light, we enlighten someone else's path also. Thank you so much, Vedant sir, for taking time out. I know it's a very busy day for you. You just returned from the school. Lot of gratitude, and pray to Bhagwan that we can have more satsangs with you in the future.
Sairam.
So, dear listeners, so that brings us to the end of the current episode of Vahini Satsang. Please do take time to open the Vahini Satsang, the Prema Vahini pages, and ruminate. And whatever way Bhagwan inspires you, please try to take them into your life, take them into your daily, regular routine. Let it become a part of you. And please do share how it feels to walk on this path. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much. Sairam.